So our main finding, you know, is that the election in Malawi is too close to call. But that said, there is a clear candidate that is in the lead, and that is the leader of the Democratic Progressive Party, with 27% saying that they would vote for that particular candidate if the election were held at the time the survey was done. In the second place is the Malawi Congress Party leadership, and that's Reverend Lazarus Chakwera, with 21% of our of the people we surveyed, and indeed as a representative of the Malawi population, saying they will vote for the MCP candidate. In third place is the incumbent president, Joyce Banda, with 19%. And then I think there are other candidates that are polling well below that. So as much as Professor Mutharika is in the lead, there is also 15% of our respondents that told us that they are not decided at the time. So we believe that depending on who that 15% decide eventually to vote for, that could sway the result in favor of the top three candidates in particular.
The poll will come under some scrutiny by those who feel that they should be at point A or point B. Some of them have said that this is not representative of what Malawians are looking forward to. How do you react to that?
Well, Afrobarometer has gained the reputation of doing these surveys, not only in Malawi, but in 35 other countries on the continent. And we've been doing these surveys really since 1999, following a rigorous and internationally accepted methodologies and standards. So there's really no doubt that there is a lot of credibility, and we stand by, I think, our numbers. Of course, I think no one, especially this close to the election, would want to be labeled as a likely loser. So, yes, you're right that there is going to be reaction, and indeed there is already a reaction to that effect from some of the candidates that our poll says are trailing. But I think what we always tell people is that, look, I mean, it's not Afrobarometer saying that this one is in the lead or that one is in the lead. We are just really presenting what Malawian citizens have told us. So the onus is on the political leadership in this country to go and make a case to the Malawian citizens that they are worthy of getting their vote. So instead of blaming maybe Afrobarometer, I would say that they should just go out there and convince the people, or at least blame themselves for not having made a convincing case. But of course, opinion on voting is also, it's possible for opinion to change. So if they can make a convincing case between now and even the election day, it's also possible that they could sway some votes. As I said, we have that 15% of Malawian voters that are still undecided and up for grabs.
Critics of Afrobarometer in Malawi are saying that being so close to the election, this will negatively influence, and that this could possibly undermine the credibility of the election on May 20. What do you say to that?
Well, I mean, of course, I mean, there's always going to be good timing for everyone. It's obviously good timing for those that our findings are showing in the lead, and maybe bad timing only for those that think the timing is poor. But I'm pretty sure we would have had the same arguments, same complaints, even if we had the results 5-10 weeks back. We'd still have had those complaints. But again, I think, this is what Malawian citizens are telling us. It's not Afrobarometer saying that so-so is going to win. So if Malawians themselves have already decided that they are going to vote for candidate A or candidate B or candidate C, I don't really see, the validity of the argument that this can sway or can influence people's voting intentions of voting, the likelihood that they would go out and vote. Because what we are saying is that the Malawians have told us that they've decided who they are going to vote for, and what we are just reporting is who people are telling us they're going to vote for.
Did they assign specific reasons why they're voting for party A or for party B or candidate A or candidate B?
When we look closely at the numbers, you know, we see that there is a regional split, which is the ruling party of President Joyce doing very well in the northern region of the country. But also that happens to be the least populous region in the country. So there are about just slightly over 1 million registered voters in the northern region. In the central region of the country, the Malawi Congress Party, I think they have a lot of support in this region. And it also happens to be the second populous region of the three regions in this country. In the southern region, the Democratic Progressive Party is again, according to our numbers, has been polling very well in the southern region of the country. That is also the most populous region. It's about 3.3 million registered voters. So I think in 2009 we kind of saw a break from the regional voting patterns that we've seen in this country in previous elections. But these elections seem to suggest that we might be getting back to the regional voting patterns. There is also the issue of in terms of the age patterns, you know, the intentions of different age groups. The leading candidate seems to be doing very well among those aged between 18 and 25, and then not doing as well among people aged above 45, for example. So, you know, this might really also, I think, be influencing the outcomes, especially when you consider that there are more youth in this country than there are that's aged over 45 and above. So all these factors might, you know, come into play. Indeed, one of the reasons that we are also still concluding that the election is too close to call, even though there's a candidate that is clearly in the lead and outside the margin of error, is that the leading candidate is getting more support from the youth, and yet, political theory tells us that the youth are actually the most volatile voting bloc in terms of their likelihood to vote. Some of them might not vote as much as the elderly, and maybe they might also be more susceptible to change.